Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Fantasy Blue Balls Podcast. As always, I am your host, Luke Walsh, and joining me, Eric Riesberg. How are we doing tonight, Eric?
We are doing pretty good. Yeah, it's fall, kind of.
Right.
Fall feeling. It's nice out. We've got this, like, one tree, like, out the window at the top of our stairs. Mm. Like, if you look a certain way, it's just, like, different than the rest of the trees.
Different
it's like
now.
It's just, like, very brightly colored, and everything else is still mostly green. And he's just like, hello, I'm here. I am the beautiful tree. And he's been very entertaining to watch. So fall's coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for that tree, it's already here.
Right.
Yeah.
He's super pumped.
Yeah. He's just, he's like, it's time, bitches.
Yeah. He's like, this is what I live for.
Yeah.
And then die for.
That's interesting that you guys have so much green still. Because out by me, like all color.
And that's like, for reference, that's like a mile and a half, 2 miles away.
Yeah, it's not far.
It's very close.
Yeah.
But we do still have quite a bit of green out in our neighborhood here. But yeah, I don't know. Fall's coming. It's fun.
Yeah.
I like fall. Haven't had any pumpkin spices yet.
No, neither have I. And
do you like them?
I'm okay with them. I don't go out of my way to get them.
you dabble into the pumpkin spice.
Right, exactly. It's
world.
I'm not a connoisseur of the pumpkin spice, but
are there any connoisseurs of the pumpkin spice?
I would assume. I feel like there's connoisseurs of everything. Food and or taste related.
All right. Yeah, I'll buy that. Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
It's been around for long enough.
Yeah. I'll buy that.
There are enough basic white bitches.
Right, but being a basic white bitch. Maybe we should just say basic bitch. Because I think non-white people are allowed to be basic bitches, too.
That's fair. It's just associated.
Typically.
Right.
Yeah,
white women's Instagram.
I agree with you. Also, Bobby Woods is putting in work right now. That's exciting.
Bobby Tree?
Bobby Tree, Bobby Forrest, whatever you want to call him.
Right.
Not Woods, though.
No. That's his real last name. We can't say that.
Yeah. Bobby Forrest. He's putting in work. He's gotten a couple catches in a row here. But I don't know what I'm saying. I feel like just being a basic bitch isn't enough to make you a connoisseur.
True.
Like, going to Starbucks and getting a pumpkin spice does not make you a connoisseur. You'd have to, like, make one.
Oh, okay.
Which sounds really hard. And
it does.
Not worth it.
Yeah. So then, wait, would just normal Starbucks baristas be connoisseurs because they make them? But it is, like, prepackaged shit.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, though, because they know what they could change to make it, you know, better or, you know, spicier.
I'll ask my sister.
Yeah?
She used to be a barista at Starbucks. Yeah.
Mm.
She's got the ins.
You should make her make you one.
I doubt she can right now because she doesn't work there anymore.
Right.
The pumpkin spice, it's like a fucking gallon jug.
That's disgusting.
No, yeah, it's...
That's really gross, actually.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
If you want to know the ins and outs of Starbucks...
I don't, actually. Now I don't want to know.
Were you super curious before?
I mean, it seems authentic. I know it's fast food coffee.
How often do you buck with the star?
Not often.
Okay.
No. I usually boo with the care.
Ah. Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. I feel that.
But I also usually just make my own coffee.
Right. Exactly. That's the real way to go.
Because it's way cheaper.
Oh, yeah. You can do what you want.
And like, way healthier. Like,
yes.
Like, you can go to one of those places, you're literally just drinking sugar.
Oh, it's a whole bunch of sugar. Yeah.
But that's fine.
I still think Dunkin' is, when I can find a Dunkin', that's the spot.
Dunkin's good.
Yeah.
I like Dunkin' a lot.
Right.
Got to get that large hot coffee with caramel swirl. No cream or sugar.
The large Eric Riesberg.
That's correct.
Eric Riesberg special.
Yep. Every time on the band field, I was holding a Dunkin' cup. It was a large hot coffee with caramel swirl.
Pretty much
without fail.
Yeah, it was a signature look, was that.
Yeah. That and scowling.
Yes, naturally.
I was a big scowler.
Well, it was the one time of the day that you could scowl.
Yeah, it was fun.
You had like little freshmen that like didn't know who you were, so you were like, I got to be intimidating.
Yep. I have to make them think I know what I'm doing when I don't. I very clearly don't.
Right.
That's why I don't march anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, you got out of that racket quick.
Yep, I was like, oh, I'm actually not very good at this. I'm just going to, like, I want to be in the band, though, so I'm just going to go do the staff thing and not play in March anymore.
I'm going to have different responsibilities.
Yep, I'd much rather do that, and yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, all right. That was a good time.
Yeah, all of this stemming from fall.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love it. We talked about Starbucks. Those are drinks.
Yeah.
What are you drinking, Luke?
I have another drink from Prize Brewing. This one is a Course Correct Citra Pale Ale.
Yum.
5.1% ABV with 33 IBUs.
A whole 33?
A whole 33.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's got, they got like a flavor wheel going, and pineapple kind of popped out the most, I think.
Does it taste correctly. Pineapple-y?
I mean, there's definitely citrus involved, which...
Okay, but yes,
right.
Citrus is fine. Pineapple is such a distinct citrus.
I know.
You should be able to pull it out.
Right? Hang on, let me see if I can get... Let me get the tannins going here real quick.
Yeah. Did you cleanse your palate before you started doing this? Did you like... and all that stuff?
I very much can taste the pineapple.
Okay, good. Yeah. Then it's well done.
Yeah. But like, I say very present, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
It's not like overpowering.
It's not like drinking pineapple juice.
Exactly.
Which is gross.
Right.
People do that.
I know. It's weird.
It's gross.
Orange pineapple juice is good shit.
Mmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Never tried it. It would be good in a mimosa, probably.
It'd be, I think I've done that, if I'm being totally honest.
Yep, it would be good in a mimosa.
Yeah.
I would like that very much.
For sure. What about you, Eric? What are you drinking?
I am drinking a Kentucky Mule. So it's like a Moscow Mule, but not, because it has bourbon in it. So it's 2 ounces of bourbon. I happen to have 100 proof on hand, so it's strong. And then fresh lime juice, and then ginger beer as well, with ice, obviously.
That's good shit. Right, obviously.
It's ice. Very, very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't taste super strong, even though it is
strong. Even though it's very strong.
So, like, kind of dangerous.
Right.
But.
I mean, you know, mules are good.
Yep.
Always.
All except
Well, maybe, the, maybe not always.
There's one mule.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was it called? It was called the...
I don't remember the name of it.
It was rum.
It was rum.
It was a rum-based mule, and it literally tasted like pool water.
It was nasty.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Avoid...
Don't go to Uptown Tavern and get the mule with rum in it.
Right.
It's a mistake.
I still feel like the cucumber one would have somehow been better.
Yep. There was one. They have like, how many mules do they have?
It was like 10 or 11.
10 or 11 mules on the menu, and we tried all but one.
Yeah. In one sitting.
And the last one I happened to try, the rum one, was disgusting.
Yeah, it was not
great. The rest of them were really good.
They were awesome.
Like, really good.
Yeah.
But not that one.
No, that one was garbo.
Low-key, I think they were trying to poison me.
Well, if they were trying to poison you, then we all almost got poisoned because we all tried it.
Right. That's true. But anyways, Kentucky Mule, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend. Of course, I'm drinking it in a copper glass because
you have to. It's not a mule.
Like, legally.
Right.
You have to.
Yeah. If it's not in a copper mug, then it's not legally a mule. It's just a drink at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that completely.
Right. Moving on, we'll get into some of our NFL news notes action from this previous week. I'm just going to hit this first one.
Yeah, this is all you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to take it. So this is a combo breakdown. First one, obvious, Josh Gordon, activated, is on the 53-man roster, is set to play this upcoming Sunday for the Kansas City Chiefs. I expect nothing to happen performance-wise. Like, I would say if you have Josh Gordon, definitely don't start him. If you're that desperate, fucking rip on the week, basically.
Right.
So I'm setting my expectations low.
That's good, Luke. That's progress.
So that when he inevitably goes off for 120 catches for 120 touchdowns, then I'm happy.
Right. Yeah, that's good. That's progress. Your expectations used to be so high.
Right.
I'm proud of you.
I'm just saying my expectations are low.
Yeah, they're not. We know they're not. Somewhere deep in there, Luke is like, I expect a 50-point performance.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Look, Travis Kelce has come out and said that what he's seeing Josh Gordon do, it's insane.
I mean...
And that could mean that could mean either direction.
It probably means, like, the drugs.
Oh, God. Please no.
Probably.
Please
just,
no.
Just knowing Kelce.
Right. Yeah.
But...
But yeah, so Josh Gordon hype is officially reaching higher levels.
Regardless of what happens,
right.
It's a hype machine.
Yeah. We're not at the peak yet.
No, we barely even got on the ride.
Oh yeah. No. Hop on. We're going to the moon, baby.
Oh yeah.
And the other half of this combo news, Justin Fields officially named the starter for the Chicago Bears going forward. This broke on Wednesday. It broke yesterday. We're recording on Thursday, October 7th. And Matt Nagy on Monday said that when Andy Dalton's healthy, he will be the starter. And then 2 days after that was like, Justin Fields is the starter going forward. So this feels like higher-ups were like, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Yep. I totally agree with that. They realize that what they have in Justin Fields, they realize the fans are going to fucking riot if you just keep Fields on the bench for any longer. So it's time to put him in.
Yeah. Time to like actually give him the opportunity to be the guy you drafted him to be.
Yep. 100% agree. I don't know if he's any better. We'll find out.
I mean,
be worse.
He looks more exciting. I mean,
he's definitely got more skill and more talent. It's just a question of if he'll be able to put it together in this season, just because rookie QBs struggle a decent amount.
Especially so this season.
Yeah, this season has been particularly rough for the rookies.
They only have like 2 wins starting rookie QBs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not ideal, that's for sure.
Although Lance looked good in his first half.
He did, yeah.
But small sample.
Exactly.
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Rest of the news, we got some hype, a little bit of trade action. The trade we're talking about, Stephon Gilmore, cornerback, was traded from the New England Patriots to the Carolina Panthers in exchange for a 2023 sixth round pick. Cheap as fuck.
Well, I think they knew he was going to be on the wire without it. Yeah. So they was like, I'll give you something instead of you getting nothing.
Right.
And the Patriots said, sure, fine. We don't want this fucker anymore anyways.
Yeah. So
apparently he's been an issue.
I mean, he's been on the PUP list.
But he's also been holding out.
Right.
So, I mean, they're just done with it. And their starters are playing well.
Yeah.
J.C. Jackson, Jonathan Jones, and I forgot Jalen Mills in the chat, too. He's also playing pretty well right now.
Yeah, no.
So they really don't need it.
Patriots defense is doing okay so far.
Yeah, they're good, actually. Yeah. I like them a lot. Yeah, they just don't need him anymore, so might as well get something. Good move for the Panthers.
Oh, great move.
Panthers already have a good defense. They're just getting better with this move.
Yeah.
Stephon Gilmore is a great player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just traded for C.J. Henderson, who, while a first-round pick, hasn't lived up to it quite yet.
Right.
So maybe get a little bit of mentorship with Gilmore. And then J.C. Horn, when he comes back, they'll be killer in the secondary.
Yeah. That Carolina team is for real.
Yeah. Definitely looking like it. Sam Darnold playing like an MVP so far. He leads the league in rushing touchdowns.
I know.
It's stupid.
It's not going to last.
No, it won't. It's just funny.
But yeah, he's playing really well.
Yeah. Moving on. Pittsburgh Steelers have officially said that they're not moving on from Big Ben as their starting QB. I mean, okay. Your other option's Mason Rudolph, so I'm not surprised.
It's kind of weird that they even had to like publicly come out and say this.
Just because Ben has looked so fucking bad. He's looked like shit.
This is a farewell tour. No. I mean, I know he hasn't announced it, but it's kind of got to be.
I mean, right. Yeah.
He's very clearly done.
Mm-hmm. He has no strength in the arm at all. The offense isn't doing anything.
He can't get out of pressure anymore like he was always so good at.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he was never a runner, but he was always able to avoid pressure. And
break out of sacks.
Yeah, break out of sacks and keep the play alive.
Right.
That's gone. He's done. So I get it.
Oh, yeah, I totally understand.
But the Steelers probably are just, you know, it's like a dignity thing.
Right.
I mean, he's been there for so long, he won them 2 Super Bowls.
Was it 2? I thought it was... Oh, yeah.
I think
so.
I think it was 2?
Well, they had the epic game against the Cardinals and, like...
That was a great game.
2008?
They've been to 2 Super Bowls. I think they only won the one. Because they lost to the Packers.
Yeah, the other one was Packers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Either way, got him a Super Bowl, which is... Great. I mean, he's probably a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, he would have to be.
I would think.
Yeah. Did they beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl as well?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, that sounds right.
Sure. Let's go with that. It feels weird that we're saying, like, it doesn't seem like he would only have 1 ring.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fact check us.
Or don't.
Or
whatever.
Don't.
Whatever.
Just take our word for it.
We know everything.
And at the same time, nothing.
Exactly.
Moving on. You put this one in here. I'll let you take this.
Yeah, so currently playing right now is Russell Wilson with their win last week against San Francisco, I believe.
Yes.
He became the fastest quarterback to win 100 games in NFL history, which is very impressive.
Incredibly impressive.
Also, it doesn't seem that fast.
Right? It feels like been in the league for a long time.
The NFL season's not that long. So, I mean, even to play 100 games, you have to play six seasons at least.
Right. This is his...
More like seven seasons. I mean, I know they've been in the playoffs a lot, so that definitely helps, but...
This is his 10th season.
Right. I mean, it takes a long time to get enough games
right.
to win 100 games.
Yeah.
But, I mean, congrats to Russell Wilson. He's obviously been very successful throughout his career. I hope he keeps going.
Fantasy-wise, he has been a top 10 quarterback every season, except for his rookie season, where he was quarterback 11.
Yep, he's super relevant.
Oh, yeah.
Super useful. So, good job for Russell.
Yeah, great job. That's what we got for the news. Next up, we got injuries. Eric, do you want to take this one or do you want me to?
Sure, I can do it. I'm okay with it. It hurts a little, but I'm okay. Christian McCaffrey has been practicing this week, which is kind of like a quick turnaround, a lot quicker than expected for his injury. I mean, they were talking 1 to 3 weeks, I guess, so it's been one.
Right.
But the fact that he's already practicing and he's been labeled a game time decision by the coach already. So that's super encouraging. I'm bummed, but I'm always bummed when there's good Christian McCaffrey news.
Oh, yeah. Right. Naturally.
Every time.
I mean, why wouldn't you be? Yeah.
But I like Christian McCaffrey. I hope he's healthy.
Yes.
He's fun to watch.
One of the most exciting players when he's on.
Yeah.
Chuba Hubbard owners are in shambles because... They thought they would get at least a couple weeks.
They're like, oh, yeah, this is the steal of waivers, which, by the way, is 100% Cordarrelle Patterson. Unquestionably.
For sure.
The waiver king is Cordarrelle Patterson this year.
Because, like, that wasn't even like an injury thing.
Nope.
He's just shown the fuck
up. He's just better somehow.
How did the Vikings and the Bears not figure out Patterson when the Falcons did?
Because the Vikings had Peterson when they had Patterson.
Okay. The Bears tried. They put him in running back. Wasn't he on New England, too, for a little bit?
He was on New England for a little bit.
How did they not figure
it out? He's
been
on a lot of teams,
actually. Yeah, he's jumped around. No one's figured him out. It took until Atlanta.
Or is it just the lack of depth in Atlanta?
It could be that, too.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Also, that's another piece of news we missed. Calvin Ridley is not going to be playing this week for personal reasons. He's not hurt. He's just not playing.
Yeah, we have that in the... I put that in the injury thing, but yeah.
Yeah, he's not hurt from what I read.
Right, but he is not. He did not travel with the team.
Correct.
Russell Gage is also not playing. I don't recall if that was injury related or not. But either way, top two receivers in Atlanta are not going to be playing. And follow up reminder that they are playing in London
early
on Sunday at the ass crack of dawn. I think it's like.
It's like 9:30. 8:30.
Oh, it's
it might be 9:30 Eastern, so I think it's 8:30.
8:30 here. Right.
Which is stupid. I always hate the London games.
I'm used to it being 7:30 because the last couple seasons I've been on Mountain Time Zone.
Yeah, I don't like the London games very much.
Not great.
I don't think London is interested in the NFL either.
There's like a small contingent. They wouldn't host games if they didn't give a shit.
I don't think that's true.
They've done it for a few seasons now.
Yeah.
It's like at Wembley, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I don't like the Sunday games, but that's sort of off topic.
Right. A little bit. But yeah, so Christian McCaffrey and then follow up Calvin Ridley, Russell Gage.
Yep.
All that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next guy here, sad one for us, well, pretty much all of us in the league, David Montgomery. He had a left knee hyperextension. He's going to be out 4 to 5 weeks. This is a big bummer.
Yeah.
Mostly because he's playing pretty good this season.
Oh, great.
And he's an Iowa State guy, obviously. So that opens the door for Damian Williams to kind of take a big role here.
For a couple weeks. I want to point everyone to, I mean, he's not available in our league, which is why I want to point him. But Tariq Cohen is on the PUP list. Eligible to come back after week 6. This is week 5. So,
right.
I mean.
Couple weeks.
Could be a good
Cohen
stash.
Could be back. Yeah. Yeah, might be worth it.
Yeah.
But also Khalil Herbert is an option.
Right.
Potentially as well.
Yep.
Drafted this year.
Yes, rookie.
So maybe there's something there as well. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Next guy on our list was hurt right at the beginning of the last game, right?
Yeah, pretty early on.
Yeah, DJ Chark, he has a fractured ankle. He's on the IR right now. This probably is the end of the season.
Yeah, they
have. Hard to imagine coming back from a fractured ankle.
They haven't said, especially a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they haven't officially said he's done for the season, but it does not trend well for that injury. Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
So yeah, this puts Laviska Shenault in a much better position to make an impact fantasy wise.
Yeah, I mean once Chark went down last week, Shenault got like all the work.
Went off.
He got like 12 catches last week.
Yep. In a game where the Jags were surprisingly competitive to start out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bengals were sleeping all the first half and then they came back and dominated.
Yep. Bengals are low key good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next up, Will Fuller fractured his finger in their game this past week. He was placed on IR a couple days ago, I think. And sorry, DK Metcalf just scored a touchdown and I'm upset.
So now you know what time of day it is.
Right. Yeah, exactly. yeah, Will Fuller placed on IR. He's out at least 3 weeks, which he can't stay on the field.
Huge bummer.
Yeah. Massive bummer.
Love Will Fuller.
Yeah. He's a great player. Great receiver.
Yeah. He was kind of my sleeper pick this year because people weren't drafting him because he was going to miss the first game.
Right.
And then he'd blow up.
Right.
He didn't blow up.
Nope.
His finger blew up. And that's kind of the end of Will Fuller.
Yeah. Yeah. At least right now. We'll see if he ever comes back this season.
Yeah. So, I mean, Waddle is going to keep getting targets. He's been targeted like crazy this season. And Parker's been getting work the last couple weeks as well. So, some good news there. For Parker and Waddle owners, I guess.
Yeah.
That Fuller's not coming back.
Right. But you still have Brissett at QB, so.
Right. So you're capped.
Yep, exactly.
Your ceiling is capped.
Yep. Next up, one of the best-looking guys in the NFL, Jimmy Garoppolo, suffered a calf contusion. He is considered week to week. It's lining up that Trey could start on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, Trey will start this Sunday.
That's like official?
I would think so.
I mean,
he's week to week. That means he's not playing.
It's not trending well for Jimmy G.
Right.
It's not official yet.
It doesn't mean Jimmy G's out as the starter, though.
No, it doesn't.
This is going to be pretty dependent on how well Trey plays.
Right.
But in fantasy, Trey's a better quarterback to play than Jimmy.
Yeah.
Just because he has the rushing, you can call it upside or you can call it a floor even.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of both.
It is.
So I definitely think Trey Lance could be a sneaky fantasy start if you're, you know, a little worried at quarterback in some of your leagues.
I don't even think it's that
but
sneaky.
But even if you're not, yeah. The problem is it's not really seen what he can do yet.
Right. Trey Lance was one of those rookie QBs that people were still drafting.
Even
though he wasn't the starter kind of thing.
True.
Just because he has so much upside.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know I did that in a couple leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on, Logan Thomas suffered a hamstring strain. He was placed on IR, out at least 3 weeks. So, sucks for tight end situation in Washington. Scary Terry gets more work.
Yep.
Curtis Samuel is back. So,
he could be in line. He'll probably get involved a little bit.
Yep. Gibson's hurt a little bit.
Yeah, he has been hobbled this season. Yeah. McKissick's been getting a decent amount of work out of the backfield again this season as well. So,
right.
Maybe look at him if you want, you want a little extra value. Heinicke is an aggressive quarterback, though.
He is.
He likes to gun it downfield. Terry has really benefited from Heinicke being the quarterback.
Yeah, Heinicke's doing great for fantasy stuff in Washington there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's actually been a pretty good fantasy quarterback himself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're looking at 20 points a week here for when he plays. So.
Right. Yeah, the crazy thing about the Washington football team right now is that the offense isn't losing games by not producing. The defense is
The defense
games.
Is horrible.
The defense is trash.
I don't know what happened. They're like really bad.
Yeah, it's awful. They're like last in everything.
Yeah. Don't trust the Washington defense at all.
Yeah,
they're bad.
Yep.
But the offense is really good.
Mm-hmm,
surprisingly
sure.
good.
Yeah. Weird to say.
Yeah. Next up on our list here, Joe Mixon. He hasn't practiced so far this week. He has a high ankle sprain. He's probably not going to play. I can't imagine he'll play this week. So Samaje Perine is going to be the starter, at least for now.
Allegedly. They've also said that they will probably use a committee approach if Mixon doesn't start.
With who?
With Samaje and Captain America, Chris Evans.
Oh.
Yeah. Their rookie running back that I don't even know where he's out of. But
let's take a look-see here. He's out of Michigan.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right.
No, that's what it says. That's right. What the sleeper page says.
That's why it sounds right.
It says Michigan.
I don't know. I don't trust it.
That's fair.
I don't trust sleeper's data.
Yeah, they're wrong. They're very wrong. They said I was going to have a good team this year. What the hell?
LMAO.
Just kidding. That's fine.
Idiots.
I'm over it. So, yeah, Joe Mixon probably is not going to play. I can't imagine he'd play this week.
No. No.
He might be back sooner than we think. Next guy on our list here, also in that division, Baker Mayfield. He suffered a partially torn labrum in week 2.
Yep.
We didn't know about it.
Nope.
I mean, you could tell watching him throw.
Oh, yeah. Did not look good.
He looked terrible against the Vikings. He missed so many open throws.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even going back and watching highlights from the Bears game, he didn't look that great, but they were just running anyway, so it didn't matter.
Right. So he's been wearing a shoulder harness. He's probably going to play, but I would anticipate them running even more.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a pro running matchup this week, I believe, anyways.
Yeah, they do.
They're going against, I'm trying to remember, they're going against the Chargers.
Yeah, who have been exposed as a poor running defense over the past couple
and
weeks.
And a great pass defense.
Yeah.
So they're going to be running a lot anyways.
Yep, for sure.
With their two-headed monster of Chubb and Hunt.
Yeah.
Can't really go wrong.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple more guys here on our list. We sort of touched on one already.
I mean, we kind of touched on both of them a little bit.
They're we
both
did. Not Russell Gage, Calvin Ridley, they're going to be out. Russell Gage is hurt. Calvin Ridley has a personal thing. It's in London.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then our final guy on this list, Chris Carson. Apparently has a chronic neck issue.
Good old crick in the neck.
Yeah, where occasionally it just flares up and gets super bad. I mean, their game is happening right now. He's not playing. So Alex Collins is the guy getting the start officially.
Yep, I've seen a little bit of DJ Dallas as well.
Yeah, he's spelling.
But not too often.
Right. Travis Homer is another guy, but I don't care about anyone past Alex Collins in that.
And all of this stuff is too late because this game has already started.
Right. This is
and
just
over.
Right.
Actually, this game's over by the time you're listening to this.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just a thing to point out because it could linger into next
week.
Yeah.
Could be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all we've got for that. Let's move on to our weekly recap. So our first matchup, we have Team Rennie going against Al Dal Calvin's Diesel.
Oh, no Sal anymore?
No, Sal was never in there. I just decided I didn't want to keep him. It's that's V-O-N for the record, so it doesn't really fit.
Ah, that's fair.
It would ruin the thing.
Right. Okay, that's a good point.
But he beat me 103.37 to 89.78. 89.78 was the low score of the week, which is surprising to no one.
Congrats, Turd Ferguson.
Because that's a really bad score.
Yeah. Yikes.
Next game here, we have Pick to Cup beating Show Me Your Pits 115.66 to 91.96. After that, Luke, the Fire Matt Nagy into the Sun squad, beat hashtag Trey Montgomery 121.91 to 99.79, giving you your first win on the season.
We're in the W column.
Congratulations.
We did it.
How does it feel?
Oh, it feels so much better than being Ofer. That's for sure.
I bet it does. Next up here, we have Your Mom Didn't Have Dak beating the Butt Kickers, and we mean really beating the Butt Kickers, 161.12 to 86.52. That's lower than my score.
Yeah.
I'm not the turd.
Oh, you even highlighted yourself.
I know.
You were the one that did this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a math expert.
We love our data here.
Yep. Yep. 86 is lower than 89, so the real turd Ferguson this week goes to Ehrman.
Goes to our defending champion, Michael Ehrman.
Congratulations.
Yeah, all right.
And our featured matchup of the week also had our high score of the week, and I just double-checked the numbers, so I know that that's correct. Prestige Worldwide doing a real job on forgetting Terrace Marshall.
Like, I got this one wrong, but holy fucking shit, like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's a hell of a score. 188.07 to 101.35. I mean, that's an ass kick.
No, yeah, it's a whooping. It's like, the funny thing is that Jackson had the highest score of any of the losing teams.
Correct.
He was the only losing team that scored above 100, which, yikes.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some parity this week.
Yeah.
For sure. But looking at the matchup here, I mean, it's pretty easy to see where things went wrong and where they went right. So, I mean, Tyreek Hill
is
pretty much all you have to say.
Do we have to talk about what's wrong? Because we could just talk about what went really right.
Yeah, I mean, Tyreek Hill. Terry had a great game.
He almost had 30
almost
points.
30 points. Yeah. Really good for him. Jefferson was good. Prater, both kickers really were good, over 15 points.
Yeah.
But this is the Tyreek Hill story.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, the low score for Blake's team was Washington at 8.4, and then Aaron Jones with 9.4. But Tyreek putting up 43 on the week.
Yeah.
Like, you can't fight that.
Not really. No. Nope. Once that happens to you, you're just kind of... It's it.
Yeah,
it's over.
Exactly. On the flip side of the ball, on Jackson's side, Kyler put up a good week with 22.6. Which is kind of a down week for Kyler.
Right. So I mean, he's right on his projected,
yeah,
which is unexpected.
Exactly. James Robinson showing out 20 points last week. And then Ryan Sukup, we mentioned a little bit, but 15.2. Everyone else on Jackson's squad, single digits.
Yeah, not good.
Not great.
Thielen got beat out by Justin Jefferson this week.
Yeah.
Partially related to the touchdown, but he also only caught 3 of 8 versus Jefferson's 6 of 7.
Right.
So just
targeted about the same, but yeah, Thielen wasn't catching him.
Right.
Yeah.
So just kind of a circumstantial thing there. Both receivers are good starts moving forward. It really doesn't mean anything.
No.
Odell Beckham, a little concerning with how, I mean, he was open. He was targeted a decent amount. Two of seven for 27 yards. I mean, he looked good out there, but
this comes down to
the passes were not coming.
Yeah,
close enough for him to actually catch them.
And we just found out that Baker's hurt and has been for a couple weeks now.
Right.
So,
until that sort of gets resolved, I would temper your expectations on Odell
for sure.
The season, even though he does look like he's back.
Yeah.
Physically.
Odell looks great, but he's not getting good stuff thrown at him. So, only so much you could do.
Yeah. So, congrats, Blake, on destroying Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that leaves our records at Luke is 0-3, and I am 2-1.
This is where the over comes back for me.
Yeah, I'm much better at picking other teams'
apparently
results than actually winning games. So that's good.
I mean, you know, which one would you take, though?
I'd rather win my games. I would sell this 2-1 so fast.
I feel like we have this conversation every year.
I'd much rather win games.
One of us always starts like shit at predicting.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we get it back most of the time.
It sometimes comes around. Usually we end up around 500. We know about as much as the average squirrel.
But yeah, right. Yeah. And then we always ask, oh, well, what's better? And we're always like actually winning games.
I learned a fun fact about squirrels recently.
Ooh,
actually.
What?
They can find up to 90% of the nuts that they bury.
I'm okay.
90%.
That's a very high return.
Doesn't that seem like a lot?
That's a yeah.
Considering that they literally spend all of their time burying nuts.
Right.
They can find 90%, and they do it via visual landmark mostly.
Really?
Not smell or feel or anything like that.
Got it.
Visual landmarks.
Hmm.
So if you see a squirrel eyeing like a flag in your yard or something,
kick it down.
Move it. Put it somewhere else. That sucker's not going to be able to find his nuts.
Nah.
What
fuck
a
you,
loser.
Squirrels.
Yeah. Anyways.
Have you looked at the subreddit, Fat Squirrel Hate?
I have.
Oh, man. It's lovely.
Great.
It's amazing.
It's very funny.
Yeah. If any of our listeners are Reddit frequenters, Fat Squirrel Hate is an amazing subreddit.
It's just so aggressive.
Oh, incredible.
Towards those poor little squirrels.
Yeah. But they're fat as fuck. So,
and they can't defend themselves.
No, not at all.
Stupid little idiots.
Yeah, dumb squirrels.
Yeah. Dummies. Anyways, so that's our weekly recap, and that'll lead us into the waiver wire action for the league this week. Luke, who got picked up?
Well, we got a few pickups, not a whole lot, much less action than last week, that's for sure. But the big pickup on the week, Samaje Perine. As we already talked about, he's technically the starter in Cincinnati if Mixon does not play, which he probably won't. He was picked up by Blake for $12. Second bid, only other bid, was Josh with 11. And I know Josh is pissed.
Yeah, he's probably super mad that he wasn't able to get Perine this week.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how it falls.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Spend more money.
Also, though, like, of all the fucking teams to lose out on, because Josh has Mixon, so he wanted the backup.
Right.
of all the fucking teams to lose out to, it's Blake.
The wealth of riches.
Yeah.
That is Blake's team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know Blake didn't actually spend any waiver money last year?
At all?
Ended the season with $100.
What a legend.
I know.
My God.
I know. This is Blake's world. We're just living in it.
Yeah, goddamn. Prestige Worldwide runs everything.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right.
At least in this league, that's for sure.
Boats and hoes. All right. Yep. Second pickup of the week, we got Blake Jarwin, tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, picked up for $2 by Sean Finn. It's a tight end roulette in Dallas.
Yeah, I'm way higher on Dalton Schultz.
I think Dalton Schultz is going to be the more consistent one.
Yeah.
But they both can just like score a touchdown every week.
Yeah, we sort of talked about this last week, but I'm all in on Schultz versus Jarwin.
So far, he looks like the guy.
Yep.
Yep.
And the last guy, guys, I suppose, here.
Group of dudes.
Yeah, the Patriots defense, which we talked about earlier, being pretty good this year.
Yeah, yeah.
They held Tampa to, 14 points?
Yeah.
I think.
The only reason the Patriots lost that game was because Nick Folk barely missed.
Yeah, that's true.
A field goal.
That's true. He got him for free.
Yeah. And they have a killer matchup against the Houston Texans. So, yeah, good pickup, Jackson.
Yep, feast time for Jackson. No trade reviews, no trades this week. One thing we didn't do or didn't put in our show notes yet is the trending.
Right.
So,
honestly, it's fine that we don't put it in there because, as we've learned, we can type it.
We end up talking about a lot of this stuff anyways.
Right. Well, we talk about it, but then like we type it and then we can look at it when we're talking and it's different from how
that's
we typed
great,
it.
That's a great point. Yeah. Number 5 on the trending up is Khalil Herbert. We sort of talked about him already with Montgomery going down. He could be a decent deep stash for teams. The fact that he's on trending, though, means people think he's going to play.
After
most of the leagues, I would think, in sleeper are just standard leagues.
Yeah, right. You would assume so. After Monty went down, which was in the second half of the game, I believe, he played 12%, but I mean, that's not high, but also like,
right.
He was not game ready.
Right. Yeah. So,
we'll see how the workload.
We'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Number 4, a guy we just talked about, Samaje Perine, injury replacement here.
Yep. Exactly.
Number 3, we've got the Vikings defense. We don't talk about defenses, though they do have a juicy matchup against Detroit. That's all there is to say there.
Yep.
Number 2, Olamide Zaccheaus. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
He's the wide receiver for Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
There are no receivers in Atlanta.
Yeah, so he's slated to be the top wide receiver because Ridley and Gage are not playing. But he played 80% of snaps last week, only had 3 targets.
Got to beware of the Cordair.
Right. This is Ridley and Gage being out boost Cordero a lot.
Yeah,
I think the only
concern with that is he's the only option that they need to defend now.
Right. Yeah. Well, this could mean that Pitts finally actually like shows out. We could see a little bit
maybe.
Of Pitt sweat.
I hope so.
I mean, I would love to see.
I would love to see some Pitt sweat.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. They are going against the Jets. Not a good running defense.
Nope.
So Mike Davis could actually figure in this week fairly well.
Maybe.
We'll just see how it shakes out, but I don't anticipate.
I mean, it's already somewhat challenged offense.
Right.
And they're losing 2 of their better players.
Yeah, I don't anticipate.
I have a hard time calling Gage one of their better players, but yeah. I mean, he is wide receiver too.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Right. All this to say, I don't anticipate Zaccheaus to really do a whole lot.
Me neither.
Yeah. So.
And then the number 1 on our trending up here, Alex Collins, playing right now, and he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Nothing special yet.
But. No, nothing crazy. I mean, it's early on in the game.
Yep.
So we'll see.
9
we'll
carries,
see.
33 yards at this point. That's okay. Good start.
Yeah.
But nothing like wowing. And that's our trending up.
Right. And now for the flip side of it, our trending down. Number 5 on the trending down, Logan Thomas, IR.
He is a boo-boo.
So, yeah. I mean, people aren't going to, if you don't have an IR slot, you're not going to hold on to him if you don't want to.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean, it makes sense. Peyton Barber is number 4 on the trending down. Josh Jacobs played last week. So a lot of people were hoping that Jacobs would not play and Peyton Barber would get another week. Did not pan out.
Well, not only that, but I believe Drake out-touched Barber again this week.
I feel like that was always the case, though.
Not the week before. Barber was on for 57% of the snaps.
Right. So it feels like, you know, Barber is just the replacement to Jacobs. Drake has his own specific role, and they're not going to shift up the workload at all.
Which is a somewhat minimal role. Kenyon Drake, no, we're not really talking about that, but he only has played 35% of the snaps last week.
Right.
He had one carry for 2 yards.
But, so Peyton Barber dropped because Josh Jacobs got a start, but also looks like Peyton Barber's dealing with turf toe. So another reason to drop him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three, Titans defense, trending down because they put up a shit performance against the Jets.
Because they're bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they get Jacksonville, but woof, you know, don't want to deal with that.
Right.
Number two, trending down, Cincinnati Bengals defense. They play the Packers this week. Okay. Number one on the trending down, Tyson Williams.
This is kind of a surprise.
I'm upset about this.
It's kind of a big surprise, actually.
I mean, he was a healthy scratch in week four, and it was a very late healthy scratch.
Yeah, not really sure what happened here. I mean, he was productive in week one.
He's their most, like, of all of the running backs, he was their most effective runner.
Right, and then his usage just kind of stagnated right around 50%, and they stopped giving him the ball, and healthy scratch last week.
I guess they just like what they see more out of the guys who aren't running as well. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a very strange situation for Tyson. He's droppable, though. Once you get to being a healthy scratch, it's over.
Right.
The team doesn't trust you anymore. You're not going to get the work.
No.
Until there's some announcement saying, you know, yeah, this guy's back in, he's going to play, whatever, get rid of him. Not worth it.
Exactly.
But this is a big surprise. He was kind of supposed to be one of those waiver wire pickups this year that was supposed to pan out and just really didn't.
Right, exactly. I mean, I was high on the Tyson train coming into the season after all the injuries.
Yeah, I was too.
Felt like he was set up for the most success, but, you know, I just did not pan out. And let's see, Le'Veon Bell was officially active this past week, got a few carries. I didn't watch it. I don't know how he looked.
I don't love it.
Right. But
it's Murray's show right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Stat drop. Okay.
Oh boy.
From a tweet that someone I follow, on Sunday, Ravens running backs that day alone, 23 carries collectively for 74 yards, yards per carry of 3.2. Tyson, inactive throughout the season, had 27 carries over the 3 weeks, 164 yards. Yards per carry of 6.1.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. Whatever. A little bit matchup dependent.
I mean,
Denver defense is good.
Yep. So.
Something there, but yeah, Tyson's a weird one.
Yeah, a little bit. Ravens backfield is a shit show. Avoid it. But that's what we got on the trending up, down. A little bit more discussion this week off one of the players.
Yeah, a couple of them actually that we hadn't touched yet. So
right, so
there's a little bit of value in this segment.
Bit. Yeah, we'll see.
But
next, I mean, we talked about no trades, and now for the unveiling, Eric, I'll let you take it.
The inaugural power rankings this year. Yeah, so the methodology is the same as last year. Nothing different. It just took some time to put all the stuff together. I was very busy bee the last couple of weeks, but we have our initial rankings, and prove that there is no bias, and that's not why this is here. It's because my team is garbage, but I am number 10 in the power rankings.
Okay.
So that's fun. Number 9, we have the butt kickers, Michael Irman. Number 8, we have Team Rennie, which would be Ryan.
Yep.
Number 7 is Show Me Your Pits, Josh. Number 6, Luke, fire Matt Nagy.
I'm
shocked. Into the sun.
How am I here? How am I at 6?
You've got impeccable consistency.
That not great. I'm 1-3. My consistency is not good.
And your points are the same almost every week.
I feel like that's happened to me before.
Yeah, the consistency measure, I think we maybe need to play with a little more. Maybe it weighted a little less. We'll see. The consistency measure does throw things off for sure. Number 5, we have the hashtag Trey Montgomery team, the other Eric, the superior Eric.
Mm-hmm, right.
Number 4, we have Picked a Cup, which is Sean's team. Number three, your mom didn't have Dak. Brett, after getting McCaffrey back, is right back in the thick of things here.
Yeah.
I mean, last season spent most of the time at the bottom of the power rankings.
Yep.
Up towards the top again. Good work getting your team back together after a disappointing season.
Yeah.
Well done. In the offseason, let's talk so I can figure that out for next year. Number two would be forgetting Terrace Marshall, Jackson's team. And then number one, to like really no one's surprise at all, would be the Prestige Worldwide squad.
Yeah.
Blake has a dominant squad.
Yep. Outscoring every team by 40 points on the season so far.
Yeah, I mean, just an absolutely dominant team. I would be surprised if they move from first or second throughout the whole season.
It's going to take it would take a few losses.
I think so.
Yeah, which, good luck.
Yeah, so that's our inaugural power rankings. We'll keep those updated as we go.
Yeah.
I might tweak with the methodology a little bit, but probably not because it's a new season.
I mean, so far, you know, the consistency method has only helped me in the rankings.
Right, that's true.
So, yeah. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
It's just always confusing to me.
Yeah, when you're consistently poop,
right?
You still get a plus in the consistency column.
Right. It's like, oh, you're consistently scoring like 110 points a week.
Great.
Awesome.
Let's give you a bump for that. Yeah. So that's power rankings.
Exciting that they're back.
Yeah. Glad to have them back.
Yeah. So you said where you were busy, which is why they got delayed.
Yep.
Would you classify yourself as a busy beaver?
No.
Bushy beaver?
That's gross. I don't think I can legally say bushy beaver.
You're not the world's bushiest beaver?
I am not. Definitely not the world's bushiest beaver. And that leads us into our matchup preview, actually. Not the beaver thing, but more so the power rankings. We have a power rankings matchup, two teams right next to each other in the rankings.
Yeah.
Me and Ehrman
mm-hmm.
at the bottom.
Yeah. We're going with our most exciting matchup for the week.
Our closest matchup.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call this the most exciting, but it's going to be the closest, at least via projection and power ranking.
Right. Yeah. The projection is it a bit higher than it was before?
I have picked up some points so far. Yeah. I have Bobby Forrest going right now. So he's got 9.7 already. His final projections close to what it was before, though, so it's about a 2-point spread
in
favor of me.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
Pretty much 50-50.
Right. We've already talked about Ehrman squad once this season.
Yep. So I'll hit it briefly.
Yeah. See if there's any interesting matchups.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes obviously is great. Don't really need to talk about that at all. Jonathan Taylor going against Baltimore. I don't know how good Baltimore has been against the run this year, but Taylor's been a little disappointing. So,
well, had a good week last week, but against Miami, I don't think they have a stellar run defense.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what Baltimore's is. I haven't really looked into it too much.
Yep.
But Jonathan Taylor, from where he's been drafted up to this point, has been a little disappointing. I think he'll bounce back. He's a good player. Trey Sermon, and is your running back too? It seems like a depth problem at running back.
A little bit.
For Trey Sermon to be playing. He has not been very good. He hasn't gotten a whole lot of work. He's only played about 50% of snaps the last couple weeks.
Got 19 carries last week, though.
Yep. It's a good number, but not uber efficient. 4.6 yards per carry. No touchdown.
Yep.
But you can't rely on touchdowns. They're fickle bitches. Next up here, we have DeAndre Hopkins, who's a great receiver, but mm-hmm. has been, I think, also kind of disappointing over the course of the season. Wide receiver 18 right now. He gets drafted more like wide receiver six.
Yeah, right. We talked about this on Sunday during the game.
Yeah.
But Arizona's wide receiver yardage spread is like dead even between all four of them.
That's true.
Yeah.
And AJ Green is the big surprise for me.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of a resurgence here for AJ Green.
He's looking pretty good.
He's played really well. Right now he's wide receiver 21, so right there with Hopkins.
Yep.
The difference being a couple touchdowns, obviously, but I mean, the last 3 weeks he's been in double digit points.
Yeah. So a little bit of a resurgence for someone that everyone assumed was gone.
Dead. Literally dead.
Yeah.
Next up here we have Devontae Parker. We sort of touched on what he is and what he could be. He's a little limited at practice. He's had a couple like nagging injuries, but he's going to play.
Yep.
Not really any questions there. Jacoby Myers, love the guy.
Oh, yeah.
I want him to get a touchdown so bad.
Yeah, you talk about touchdowns being fickle bitches.
Yeah.
This guy is a consistent receiver, and he has no touchdowns in his entire career.
Now, Jacoby Myers has been awesome. Yep. Awesome this year. The target share is crazy. I mean, last 2 weeks, he's had 14 and 12 targets.
Stupid.
They just pump him with the ball.
I mean, yeah.
One of these days, he's going to get a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's all short yardage shit, too. So, like, you'd think at one point
he'll break one off or something.
Yeah. Or they'll actually get him one in the red zone, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. If you look at his career yardage numbers based on, you know, the average number of yards per touchdown, it's like 165 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jacoby Myers should have 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, right. That's it's stupid.
And he has 0. Yeah. So very disappointing.
So 8 touchdown game incoming.
On that side of things. As far as a fantasy prospect, kind of love that. He's been productive and hasn't had to score touchdowns.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's the kind of player that I like to have on my team because then the touchdowns are just bonus.
Yep, for sure.
So I love Jacoby. I will trade him if you want him or if you want to get rid of him. Travis Kelce, he's great. Don't also need to talk about that. Kenyon Drake, we talked about being a little disappointing so far this season.
Yep.
A bit scary. I don't know what else you have on your bench.
David Johnson.
Olamide, I guess, if you maybe want to make a play for this week, he's the only option.
Yeah. If you want to take that dart throw.
Yeah. Maybe Bryan Edwards sometimes puts up good weeks, but kind of dependent. Claypool, potentially.
Yeah. Didn't play last week, and they're going up against Denver, and also Big Ben is still the quarterback.
Yeah. So probably Drake. I don't know. Kind of a rough spot for flex there.
Yeah.
But I'm not really one to talk, and Luke will talk about that. Harrison Butker, kicker, is solid, and Carolina defense has been good this year. Philadelphia offense has also been good, though, so kind of a hard matchup.
Right, and his other defense is the Chargers, but they're going up against the Browns, so
I'd probably go Chargers.
I mean, that's betting that they're going to pass with Baker instead of run the fuck out of the ball.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Though,
decisions.
Chargers offense is going to put up points because Justin Herbert is a stud.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
I love the Chargers,
actually. Yeah. They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might actually be right.
My take on them winning the division.
They might win the division.
Yeah. The Chiefs defense looks like absolute ass so far this year. Yeah.
Yep.
We'll see if that holds.
I think the Chiefs are underplaying what they actually are right now.
I think they are as well. Yeah.
I think they'll bounce back.
They could get hot second half of the season for sure.
I kind of think so too.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's Ehrman's team. Some good pieces, some questionable pieces. I mean, obviously this is the team that won the championship last year, so it's kind of hard to be shitting on it, but
right.
Sometimes you just have a down year.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep. I mean, you know, Brett's team was good 2 years ago. Shit last year.
Right.
Good this year.
Kind of bounced back.
Right.
So yeah. I'm not trying to shit on your team, but I don't love it.
There you go. Yeah.
Mahomes is great. Kelce is great. And the rest are kind of like okay fantasy pieces.
Right. For sure. Yeah. Now on the flip side of the ball, we're looking at your side.
Oh, boy.
I want to start out real quick with some positives. Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones. I don't know if anyone expected this, but he is the number 7 quarterback right now. He is playing great so far. Only 1 week under 20 points, and he still put up like 14 and a half.
That's the only week I've started him.
Rip.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Some real manager problems here.
Oh, big rip. Well, okay. Well, he should be in line for another big week this week. They're going up against Dallas, whose defense has looked better this year than in the past. But Dallas's offense is still killer, so the Giants are going to need to throw the ball a lot. So I feel like Jones is a pretty good start here looking at it. Also in a dome. So fun.
Yeah.
Yep. Dalvin Cook. Is he set to play?
He's questionable. I think he'll play. He played at the end of the game last week. So yeah. I would think he'd play.
Missed practice today. So that's
kind of
concerning.
A bounce back game. But if he doesn't go, I have Madison.
Oh, right. Yeah. So then you're fine because they're going up against Detroit. So doesn't even matter which running back it is. They'll produce.
I'll put one of them in.
Right, exactly. No concerns there. Kamara is a bit of a question mark right now, just because he had no targets last week. He had no target. Is that the first time in his career?
First time in his career he's never had a target in
what
a game.
What the fuck? Jameis, throw it to Alvin.
Your only talented player.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah, Alvin has no rushing touchdowns so far this year, two receiving touchdowns, but I mean, he is running the ball well overall. 120 yards last week, above 80 week one and week three. And they're going up against a Washington defense, so who has looked like absolute ass so far this year. So it should be a good start for Alvin.
It's weird. It feels like such a terrible year for Alvin. He's running back 13.
Yeah, because he's great. He's
he's
a stud.
Yeah, a running back two performance is like unacceptable for Alvin Kamara.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
Uh-huh. It's like, you know, I'm trying to equate it. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, the weird, you could sort of compare it to like a Le'Veon Bell situation, but
right.
Kamara's in his prime.
Yeah.
Bell's past it.
Oh, yeah. So, shit like that.
It's just a weird season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we'll see if that offense figures out that Alvin needs to be much more involved. We'll see. Jameis, maybe get LASIK again. I don't know. Next up, we already talked about Bobby Trees a little bit. He's much more involved. 6 for 6 on the night so far. Love it. Either way, would have loved it, even if they weren't playing, just because Seattle's passing defense is so bad this year.
They're pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And McVay is one of those coaches where coach speak doesn't really apply as much, I think. If he says something, you could pretty much bet on that happening. Yeah. Amari Cooper, a little hurt by the look of it, but he's set to play Sunday. How has he looked the past couple weeks? I mean, he was super involved week one, and then has petered off weeks 2, 3, 4. Got a touchdown last week, which saved the week for him. But this offense right now is much more through CeeDee Lamb. They're getting Zeke much more involved. Pollard is running well, and Dalton Schultz seems to be taking targets from everyone at the moment. So I don't know how to feel about Cooper. Against the Giants, should be a decent week, good matchup for him. But, you know, he's a little banged up, so we'll see.
Yep.
Yeah. A.J. Brown. Hurt.
He's healthy again.
He's healthy again?
He's full practice today.
Cool. So, yeah. So then you're hoping for week one, A.J. Brown, where he got a touchdown. Otherwise, he's not looked great overall, I would say. I think Julio is...
I agree with you.
Julio's taking the pressure off, allegedly, but also Brown and Tannehill aren't really linking up like they were before.
Yeah, it's been a weird year for Brown, too.
Yeah. Plus, that offense still runs through Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I mean, that was expected, but
right.
Brown was still able to be productive the previous couple seasons. I mean, wide receiver 10 and 10.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing about, you know, remember Brown last season got off to a slow start a little bit and then went off. So he could just start popping off any second now. Against Jacksonville, feels like could be just be a Derrick Henry game. We'll see. But yeah, that's what we got for A.J. Brown. T.J. Hockenson at your tight end against Minnesota. He's a little banged up as well. On the injury report for the first time this season. But he's super involved in the offense. He is like the guy in Detroit's offense outside of DeAndre Swift. So you're playing him if he's starting. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, do you even have another tight end?
I have Hunter Henry. So no.
Yeah. So no. Which that's a whole other situation. We don't need to talk about that.
So no, I don't have another tight end.
In your flex right now, you got Hunter Renfro, who has been the highest targeted receiver on the Raiders so far this season, has gotten at least 6 targets every single game, is on the field, hovering around 60% of snaps overall. But he seems to be Derek Carr's favorite guy to throw to when Henry Ruggs isn't wide open deep.
Yeah, I mean, part of him being in is the Calvin Ridley effect.
Right.
The fact that I don't have Ridley available this week. But, I mean, he's played well. I've debated putting him in anyways, even when all my guys are healthy, because he's been productive. He's wide receiver 24.
He gets a lot of targets. I mean, that's valuable no matter what, you know, for a wide receiver in a offense where Derek Carr is throwing like he is so far. I mean, yeah, you take that every week.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Take that. We'll see how it goes against Chicago. The secondary has played much better after the first half against LA. So see how it goes. And then at kicker, you got, old Hoku, And defense, you got the Raiders right now, which the disrespect to Justin Fields. How dare you?
I like the Raiders defense a lot. I mean, they've played really well so far this season other than against the Chargers.
Right. No, I can't fault you for it. I mean, Fields is still a rookie. He played a very soft defense against Detroit last week. And so, I mean, we saw what happened when he played a great defense against Cleveland. And Raiders defense is much better than the Lions defense. So we'll see if they're going to get more pressure on Fields. Because if that happens, then, you know, could be a very good day for that Raiders defense, which I do not want to think about.
Right.
Plus, it's in Vegas. So home field advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that hockey puck of a stadium.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
I mean, it's okay.
It's fine.
The inside of it's cool.
Yeah.
Outside of it looks
fine.
Yeah.
It's like a circle.
Right.
Most domes are.
Pretty much.
Except the Viking Stadium, which is just like a bird killer.
Right. And then you got SoFi, which is just amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Right.
Super cool.
But
no complaints.
No. Only complaint is that it's a dome stadium that got a lightning delay.
Yeah, that was super weird. That was very, very, very weird.
What? Oh man, it was like delayed, 40 minutes? Like what the hell?
Yeah, it was strange.
Yep. But that's what we got for your team. Also feel a little weird about your team.
Yeah.
It's like you guys are just massively underperforming.
That is how I feel about the team in general as well.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it is the same team as I had last season. Almost exactly the same, considering my IR
right.
still has Mostert on it.
Yep.
Which is super sad.
Yeah. Oh, incredibly disappointing that.
But yeah, I mean, last season these guys were playing well. This season, not so much.
No. Yeah. Very upsetting.
It's kind of how it goes.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, fantasy. That's that.
Yeah.
So let's get into the prediction here real quick, shall we?
Yeah.
Is it me first or is it you first?
I think you went first last week, so I'll go first this week.
Cool.
I'm going to go with myself.
I was going to say, you're legally
kinda
obligated.
Kind of have to. Right. You know, I think Kamara is going to have a good chance to perform here. The fact that McVay said Woods was going to get more involved gives me some confidence. And I don't think Cooper's inevitably going to be uninvolved this whole time. I mean, teams will start laying into CD a little more, and it'll open up Amari on the other side of the field. That offense is just too valuable to not start players in it. So even if Cooper's not playing that much or not getting that involved, he's still going to be in my starting lineup because you want pieces of good offenses.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, like, the fact that, you know, I have Dalvin and Alvin and Woods and Cooper, like, those are all good players in good offenses.
Yep.
I think it's going to bounce back eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
And in this case, I think, especially with, like, Alvin going against Washington, I have a chance to really get that bounce back this week.
Yeah, that is fair. Can't fault you there.
And it's my own team. I have to.
Right, legally, you are obligated. Yeah. I'm going to side with Ehrman here this week. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you got the Mahomes-Kelsey stack, and they're playing against Buffalo. That game is going to be, like, put up 100 points.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Taylor figured it out a little bit last week, got a little bit of his groove going. I think he could have at least a little bit of success against this Baltimore defense. I don't know what the hell they're doing, if they're good or not.
Right.
I didn't look at it the entire time we were talking, but I think he got a good floor on this team. I mean, even if Hopkins hasn't been performing, and we already talked about how great of a floor Jacoby Myers just has in general,
right,
without scoring touchdowns. The fact that they're going up against Houston makes it a little bit iffy. We'll see. Brandon Cooks can do stuff. So they might have to actually, you know, make some passes.
Well, I mean, they don't really have a running game.
No, they really don't.
New England.
Yeah.
I mean, Damien Harris is a guy.
He's fine.
He's a guy.
He's a guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
When James White went down, they lost their running game.
Yeah. They don't really have a running game.
Which wasn't even a running game. It was a pass catching out of the backfield.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we got. I got Ehrman. Eric has himself.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah, we'll keep that win streak going on the pick'em.
I hope not. I hope not. Man, should I just like pick the same team that you do every week just to see?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I'm not gonna do that.
You never catch me that way.
I already made my pick. It's true. I would never catch you. Yeah. But I already made my pick, so I'm sticking with it. Ehrman, please don't disappoint me.
Please disappoint him, Herman. I want to win. No. I want to get one on the board.
Oh, come on.
It sucks.
Hey, man, I was there last week.
Yeah, I know. These are your hosts.
Yes.
The best players.
Hey, man, I'm ranked sixth in the power rankings.
That's fair.
I got one win.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
But yeah, that is what we got for the show this week. Eric, anything you would like to add?
Nah. Nope, all right, we're good.
Cool. Well, with that, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Blue Balls podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed making it. And with that, have a good night, have a good day, have a good week.
Good luck.